And the idea that the number one defendant still alive on 9/11 would get a plea deal without any involvement by the White House either is an indictment of President Biden's unfitness for office because of his mental disability, cognitive challenge, or it's a lie. First up, though, is the moral and national security outrage of the Biden regime coming to essentially plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is the architect of the 9/11 terrorist assault on America, nearly 3,000 murdered that day, and two of his associates, two top leaders also involved in helping orchestrate 9/11, another terrorist attack. And the plea deal, and we still don't know the full details of it because the sentencing related to it won't happen for some time, who knows when, takes the death penalty off the table. Now, I don't know about you, but that was the purpose, in my view, of prosecuting these folks, to make sure they face ultimate justice for the murder of 3,000 Americans. And instead, the left, which has controlled discussions and, in my view, everything that's happened around 9/11 since 9/11 in terms of justice, got what they wanted, which was basically a letting these terrorists get away with murder. As I've described them, advocates for terrorists are running the show when it comes to Gitmo. And this is the statement that Judicial Watch issued. Jihadist terrorists and other American enemies are surely celebrating their comrades' plea deal victory made possible by the Biden administration's surrender in court to the men responsible for helping murder nearly 3,000 Americans. America is less safe as a result of this Harris-Biden betrayal. And the left has been opposing the timely prosecution of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for years. Obama tried to shut down Gitmo, for example. You may not remember that, but remember he tried to shut down Gitmo? As a matter of fact, he shut down the military trials against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for a time until public outrage forced him to reconsider. Judicial Watch representatives have been monitoring the proceedings in Gitmo for years, and our representative there now is right there in Gitmo today. Well, maybe he's coming back today, but he's been in Gitmo all week. And we can attest, based on extensive experience as observers there, that the whole process has been a circus from the get-go. So 9/11 survivors and the families of the victims and all Americans should be rightly outraged at this miscarriage of justice. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he admitted to cutting off the head of journalist, American citizen, Daniel Pearl, Wall Street Journal journalist. He chopped that poor man's head off. And the Biden people gave him a pass. After allowing these terrorists to string it along. And by the way, the left, is, I talk about not just the left outside of government, inside government as well, as I talked about with Obama. They never wanted a full just resolution here. And now that it's happened, they can't even admit their involvement. Joe Biden is so completely out of it. Look at what his White House spokesman tried to do in explaining how this came about. Unbelievable.
Does he have a message to some of the 9/11 families who wanted to see a full trial, who wanted to see this kind of come to a fuller process?
This is basically what Jake said. This is something that we had no involvement in. He didn't have any involvement in. The White House played no role in this process, and the president directed his team to consult as appropriate with officials and lawyers and Department of Defense, obviously. We have said this before. you know, we are, you know, our hearts go out to the families who lost the loved ones on that day. And, you know, the president on 9/11 has honored them every year, and the families who lost their loved one on that terrible day.
I mean, she can't even look up. The White House had no role. Why not? He's commander in chief. These were military proceedings. If they had no role, who's running the government? It doesn't make any sense. And of course, she says, well, that we had no role, although the president ordered his staff to consult with appropriate officials. So which is it? Of course they had a role. He's responsible. You know, we're not just watching from the sidelines on this issue. As I said, we've been observers at Guantanamo Bay. And one of the reasons we began that observation program that involved, I think we've had at least 80 people just in the last year or two go down. We've had law students go down. Our lawyers, our investigators, our staff have gone down. I think we've sent a journalist or two down to observe, because we knew immediately after 9/11, all the debates about so-called rights for the terrorists, all the legal fights, were controlled by the left. And conservatives who disputed this were few and far between. And we knew when it came to observing these terrorists being put on trial in those proceedings in Gitmo, there would be nothing but leftists there if we didn't show up. On behalf of you, the American people, who wanted justice, on behalf of the victims of 9/11 who wanted justice. So what has happened is these proceedings have been slow-rolled, stonewalled, made more difficult by leftists in the Supreme Court, well-funded lawyers advocating for the terrorists. Obviously, they're going to have a defense. But what a failure. You know, we still represent him, Lynn Faulkner, virtually since 9/11. His wife Wendy was murdered on 9/11 at the World Trade Center. We still have lawsuits over Saudi Arabia's role in it, and we've got lawsuits against Afghanistan and others. And let me tell you about Lynn and Wendy. I mean, Wendy visited New York that day on business. I think she was from Chicago, or at least was working in Chicago. And she was at the World Trade Center for a business meeting up on, I think, the 104th floor. So the attacks happened, and they were told to evacuate. So they all ran for the elevators. They were full. And she couldn't get on. So she and I think one of her other colleagues, or at least another woman, waited, and it was too late. She was killed. Body never recovered. And so those are, you know, and that's just one story, right? And there are 3,000 awful stories like what happened to the Faulkner family. She left behind two daughters. Her husband, I think her husband's remarried now. It's been 23 years, and we couldn't manage our system of justice to put those animals away for good, if you know what I mean. Unbelievable to me. What a failure of our system. I mean, this Justice Department has spent more time and attention trying to put Trump away on fake charges while they're negotiating with the 9/11 terrorists to save them from the justice of the death penalty, as I note. They'll say, oh, no, it wasn't the Justice Department. It was the Defense Department. They're all working together on cases like this. And the idea that the number one defendant still alive on 9/11 would get a plea deal without any involvement by the White House either is an indictment of President Biden's unfitness for office because of his mental disability, cognitive challenge, or it's a lie. So pick your poison. And we're not sitting on the sidelines on these issues. Obviously, we'll be investigating this breach of faith, this betrayal of America. I mean, we have the largest collection of government records related, for instance, to the spiritual leader of the 9/11 hijackers, Anwar al-Awlaki, who, by the way, was clearly an FBI informant. He was the American who became famous later for recruiting jihadis on the internet. And Obama assassinated him, the first American citizen assassinated by a president like that, without any due process. Now, did Obama know he had been working for the FBI previously? I don't know if he knew. But we know a lot of people knew in the Justice Department. A lot of people knew in the FBI, knew in the Defense Department. We had documents about Anwar al-Awlaki. And Catherine Herridge has done some great reporting on this as well. She was at Fox News at the time. So we had the FBI surveillance documents. So they're writing down what they were doing in terms of tracking him. And they were treating him as a dangerous armed terrorist, if I recall. And they talk about tracking him on Washington's D.C. metro. And they said they had to break off surveillance as he entered the Pentagon because he was going up into the Pentagon for one of these, you know, Islam is peace meetings during the Bush administration. That was the insanity that Judicial Watch uncovered, that the FBI, under Mueller, by the way, didn't want anyone to know. That's just one example of our fine work here. We found that the Saudis, or the government, lied about the Saudi flights that happened right after 9/11. Remember, the Saudi Arabian planes got out when no other planes were allowed to fly, including members of the bin Laden family. We caught them in lies there. I mean, as I go back through time, because it's been 23 years, we've done all this incredible work. We exposed how Bill Clinton was warned about what bin Laden was up to. Not the specifics of the 9/11 attack, but that he was a terrorist menace and had been involved in terrorist attacks all over the world, and he did nothing. You know when he was warned in 1996? All of that uncovered by Judicial Watch. We've worked with members of the 9/11 Commission to get transparency. I mean, we sued unsuccessfully for material on the bin Laden raid. They didn't want to give us pictures of bin Laden's body because they didn't want to upset the terrorists. You wouldn't believe the battles we've been in, some of which we lose, some of which we've made remarkable finds on and historic finds. So what next? We're going to be subject to more terrorism. That's what's going to happen. I mean, when you combine this with the retreat from Afghanistan, the worst surrender in American history, the most significant surrender in the history of our country in Afghanistan, funding Iran as they attack Israel, or indirectly funding Iran by allowing them access to money that we could otherwise stop. I mean, even these hostage swaps or these prisoner swaps this week. I mean, Russia just essentially kidnaps Americans in Russia and holds them hostage and we get murderers and spies out for them in exchange. And there's still 20 Americans still there. Weakness, almost like a contempt for Americans' safety and our national security. So what's going to happen? We're going to investigate this. I don't know if the case itself or the plea deal itself can be maybe pulled back. Maybe it can. I don't know. But the House isn't going to do anything about it. Oh, I'm sure they'll have a hearing, but they're out of town for 6 weeks. Did you know that? How much vacation do you get during the summer or at all? You get 6 weeks? So they'll be yelling and screaming about what Biden did. But it's likely Judicial Watch will be one of the few trying to figure out how it came about and who was involved. It's the least we owe for those who were murdered that day. Unbelievable.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.